If you're trying to create or manifest something in your life, but it's just not working, you can end up feeling really frustrated and stuck. I'm going to walk you through 5 steps you can apply to manifest anything you want and help you get into the space of actually living your dream life now. Before we dive in, let's start by quickly defining manifesting so we know what we're talking about. So to manifest is the process of changing your internal energy and vibration to match the energy and vibration of what you want to create so that you can attract. So to create is to bring something into existence through the physical. We define what we want and then we use willpower, force, and very deliberate action to bring that desired outcome to life. And it can take a lot of effort. So you could say that creation uses the tools of the physical realm and manifestation brings in the tools of the energetic realm over the top. So the first step to manifesting is to get crystal clear on what you want. Now this might seem really obvious, but in many cases when asked what we want, a lot of people will say, I really don't know. If we're not clear on what we want, how can we possibly know how to create it? So we need to permit ourselves to think about what we want to have, be, or experience in our life. And this can be really daunting as there's often too many things to choose from. There's infinite choices. And we don't know what to choose because we don't know how these things are going to make us feel when we get them. If you're stuck on not knowing what you want, you can start by creating a list of what you don't want. Now, this gives you a benchmark to then consider, well, if I don't want that, what do I want instead? The key is not to limit yourself and to find a balance between dreaming really big and your real wants. How you think you'll feel when you get these things is what you ultimately want to experience. So you can go deeper into this process in the episode, How to Figure Out What You Want in Life. The link is in the description. The next step is to embody or visualize what you want. Now, this can be a sticking point for a lot of people. Now, a lot of you are going to say, but I can't visualize, and I totally get this. When I close my eyes, I just see black. So when we say visualizing, let's go broader. It can mean many different things for different people because we all process information differently. Suppose you can visualize. Fantastic. So this might be a process of closing your eyes and seeing what your wants and dreams are going to look like. Perhaps you see a clear picture or a movie or colors and shapes and patterns. Alternatively, perhaps you feel energy, emotions, or sensations within your body. Or perhaps you can hear music, sounds, or voices. It doesn't matter. You cannot do this wrong, but you need to get into the space of what it's going to be like and what you will physically experience when you have what you want. And just as importantly, you need to get into the space of what it will be like to get there. So far too often we focus on the endpoint and the outcome, which is super important, but we need to bridge the gap and we need to experience the process of getting from where we are to where we want to be. We need to acknowledge and embrace the steps it's going to take to become a business owner or the type of woman who has a dream relationship or a fit and healthy body. However, we can choose to visualize this process as one of inspiration, excitement, and ease and flow rather than a process of drudgery that we resist and resent. You'll get what you choose to want. So we don't manifest by dreaming and hoping things will magically appear. We have to be active participants in the process. So by getting our body into the energetic vibration of already having and experiencing what we want, we start to align with our wants. We start to attract in the external world that which matches our internal world. The next step is to clear the blocks. So consciously, we can start to get clear on what we want and what it'll be like when we have and experience it. However, subconsciously, we may be experiencing something different, and this could be what is preventing us from manifesting our desires. So all thoughts, beliefs, ideas, and fears are processed through our minds. Our brain perceives things in the outside world, and it takes this information and transforms it into something we can understand. Thoughts, beliefs, ideas, and fears. So if our thoughts and beliefs are conscious, we can choose to hold on to them or let them go. But if our thoughts and beliefs are subconscious and unconscious and we're not aware of them, they're running automatically and we don't even know. It's kind of like a program on your computer running in the background and it's using up all your data and energy and slowing things down. To manifest and attract, we must clear out the programs that are slowing us down. And we must bring the subconscious thoughts, beliefs, ideas, and fears into the conscious so that we can choose to hold on to them or let them go. So we must become familiar with the story we're telling ourselves about our ability to manifest or create the things we want in our life. So for example, you might want to create a business of your own. So you think you're really clear on what it is and what it looks like, but you have thoughts that you're not qualified enough, you don't know enough, and you don't want to have to make sales in a sleazy way because that's all you know. You fear what will happen if you fail, and you try to take action towards creating your business, but you stay stuck in a reality where you're not qualified, you don't know enough, you don't want to have to make sales in a sleazy way because that's all you know. And because of this, you constantly think it won't work. Deep down, this is what you believe. Until you can bring these beliefs into your awareness, dissolve them and change them, and then let them go. Then you can move forward to create the reality you actually believe you can have. So I'd love to know, what are some things stopping you from manifesting your dream business and life? Let me know in the comments. The next step is to know, believe, and receive. So clearing your blocks, fears, resistance, and limiting beliefs brings you to this place of knowing. And at this point, you know the outcome you desire is inevitable. So your conscious and your unconscious or subconscious thoughts and beliefs are now aligned, and you intuitively and deeply know that what you want is coming. So you start to live your life as if you have it. So this piece of advice to live as if is given a lot. In the past, for me, this step often felt really hollow, empty, or like a lie. It was like I was pretending or acting, and it felt fake because I didn't believe it. And I knew I didn't believe it. This is because that previous step of aligning your beliefs is so often missed, because that step can be the hardest and most confronting. When you do take the time to align your thoughts and beliefs, this is when the magic happens, because you just know. And because we live in an energetic universe, you attract externally to match your internal vibration. Internally, you know you have it, you've manifested what you want, and you're just waiting for time and energy to catch up and bring it into the physical present. But it's a done deal, and you know this. Without even trying, you start living as the person who has everything you want. Internally, you know and believe you have what you want, and energetically, you're vibrating at this level. You act as if without trying, because that is now who you are, and that person has everything you want. The next step is then to take inspired action. Now, not just action, inspired action. We need to take action because we live in a physical universe where humans create through thoughts and emotion and actions and behavior. So we're not yet evolved enough to just sit and meditate all day and things just magically appear. So yes, sure, you might find the house of your dreams, but this is because you're out and about doing things, and someone also has to build it. Your perfect partner might appear with ease, but if you're just both sitting under a tree meditating on opposite sides of the world, how will you ever find one another? So we have to learn to take inspired action. We have to create a plan or a process that we think will take us from where we are to where we want to be. And we have to start to take action to move towards it. And at the same time, we must be open to the signs that we're sending ourselves to show us the right path and the next decision. We've got to be prepared to change our plan and do things we didn't expect, but that ultimately will take us to where we want to be with ease and flow. And this is the part that many people try to control, because we think we know how things should happen, and we use our force and willpower and we push through to create. If we believe that building a business and making sales will be hard, stressful, and exhausting, then that is what it will be. If we believe it will be a process of ease and flow where each step is shown to us and we still have to do the work, but we love it, then that is what it will be. So why not believe it will be easy and that you'll see the signs and you'll be inspired and know what to do? You've got to remember that you are the creator of your reality. Whatever you choose to want, embody, visualize, know, and believe as true is what you're going to create and manifest and attract. You're the one showing you the way to have what you want. So pay attention to the signs that come to you, what inspires you, makes you feel good, and keeps you in a state of knowing, and follow that. The universe doesn't have your back. You have your back, because you are the creator. So start manifesting now. Now, we're often told to let go of time and that things will manifest when they're ready and everything is energetically aligned. But what if you intrinsically just know something is a done deal and you live in a place assuming it's real? Can you manifest things faster and easier? Do you have to wait if you believe you don't need to? Manifesting is a skill that uses the tools you've been given in your physical body. It uses the mind, emotions, and actions and behavior. You can move through life unconsciously, or you can choose to master this vehicle and toolkit that you've been given. You are the master manifester of your own life and reality. So why not make this a daily practice? You could start every day by stating and visualizing what you want, practice manifesting, and see what you can create. If you want to know more about how to integrate work, life, and spirituality, then make sure you hit like and subscribe, because this channel is exactly where we talk about all that stuff. If you want to know more about how to figure out what you want, you can check out the episode appearing on the screen or the link in the description. Thank you so much for watching. I will see you in the next episode. Goodbye for now.